away, guys.
What's up, Barry? Bye.
Stephon, what have you seen? I know Coach Zimmer was just talking about with the deep balls with Teddy and the wide receivers that they have been better this spring. What are you seeing from that as well? And why do you think you guys have been able to be a little bit more efficient here in this spring?
All the time we spend together, that offseason and that passing camp that Teddy had, and just the time invested and the energy that we put forth. Teddy looks really good. I mean, just as far as spinning the ball, he looks strong too. He looks strong in shape, so he looks top of the line. So as far as team camaraderie.
Stephon, when you look back from last year at this time, you talk about your comfort level and just how much of a different role this is for you.
Having a year under your belt really helps a lot. I mean, just as far as you've been around, you've seen it. You've seen how your coaches want things done. You've seen how the players are, how they work. We got a lot of veterans and the time they put forth. So as far as you know how to carry yourself mainly. And for me, just not having to do the combine and do all those things and really just train to be a better player for this team, it really goes a long way. So big steps.
Stephon, the coaches have talked to Teddy about just encouraging him to let it loose more, not be so concerned about making mistakes. Do you see any of that at work in him this spring?
He's a guy that makes great decisions all the time. So as far as like letting loose, that's not my department. But as far as I'm just the guy to try to get open and catch the ball. He looks good to me. Looks no different as far as taking chances. I thought he did good before, so I'm feeling like he's doing amazing now. So as far as his development, I feel like he looks good.
There have been some different coaches brought in on the offensive staff. Have you seen any wrinkles from what's being presented at OTAs and minicamp?
Not to my knowledge, at least. Things look pretty much the same. New coaches, new staff, everybody getting adjusted, and everybody just working towards that one goal. Mainly.
After the success you found last year, do you set goals for yourself going into this year?
Not at all. As far as going into a new year, you got to know everything that you did last year is now unacceptable. Can't fall short. All of it is in the past. It's not about what you did yesterday. I mean, it's all about what you did today and tomorrow. So everything I did last year was, I can smile, I guess, but it's a lot of better things to come and a lot of more work to be put in.
Do you have a point of emphasis for you in the offseason? One area that you really want to work
on? Having an offseason for the first time, really just strength, conditioning, speed, all around. Really, this time last year, you were just coming off the combine, so we working on 40s, and now I'm just mainly working on routes and getting better just to help your quarterback. So,
Stephon, what's up with the short shorts?
I wear short shorts. I mean, that's what I like, man. That's just me. They make fun of me for them all the time, but I'm not going to stop.
You look like John Stockton.
Yeah, my mom said that. She said, I'm back in the day basketball, so I think you're cool.
Running into a bit of a sophomore slump, defenses start to figure them out. How do you counteract that or overcome that?
Just as far as being a professional and studying the game, as far as like sophomore slump, I don't know too much about it, but this year you just got to become more of a professional, work extra hard, and do the things you're supposed to do. And things will fall into place the way they're supposed to.
Just seeing Laquan now, what are some of the things you like about his game?
That's not my position. I'm not a coach to assess a player, but as far as like brother to brother and teammate to teammate, I like the way he works, and that's been my guy. So as far as like with how he works and what he does, it goes hand in hand. Everybody in the room works the same way, so having just another dog in the room just pushes everybody. So team.
Did you reach out to him right when he was drafted? Because I know he was talking about how you guys knew each other back from college or high school or something.
Yeah, I did. I congratulated him. Welcome to the family, and look forward to work.
Anything else? Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, have a good one.